Title: LTJ Bucom Dark Pad in Ableton Live 12, Automation First Workflow. Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, I'll show you how to build a dark, evolving pad in the style of LTJ Bucom, designed for drum and bass at around 172 BPM, using an Automation First Workflow. We'll use only Ableton stock devices, Waveedable, EQ8, Auto Filter, Chorus/Ensemble, Hybrid Reverb and Echo, Saturator, Compressor or Glue, and Utility. The idea is to plan motion first, draw the automation that defines the pad's behavior, then fine-tune the sound to sit with your drums and bass. What you'll build: a 4-bar, breathing pad patch in Waveedable with dual oscillator layering, a macro mapped effect chain for filter, reverb, delay, chorus and saturation, and pre-drawn automation that controls cutoff, Waveedable position, reverb wet, width and sidechain amounts of the pad ducks and breathes with the kick and snare. Start by setting your live tempo to 172 BPM. Step 1. Track and source setup. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveedable. Make a 4-bar MIDI clip and write a simple dark chord progression, something like Em9 or Em9. Use a mid to high register voicing with root, 5th, 7th and 9th, and hold the notes throughout the 4 bars so the pad sustains. In the Waveedable global section, set voices to 6 for lushness, unison to 4 if you want width, and to tune to about 0.05 to 0.12. Keep glide off for a steady pad. Step 2. Raw oscillators. For oscillator 1, choose a darker Waveedable, something like a soft analog saw or brass type table. If you want a sublayer, drop osc 1 an octave or 2 down 12 to minus 24 semitones. Set osc 1 level around 75%. For oscillator 2, pick a contrasting timbre, a noise/cloud texture or a squarish Waveedable, and tune it up a 5th plus 7 semitones or an octave plus 12 for harmonic richness. Keep osc 2 level lower, around 35 to 50%, so it complements osc 1. Add a touch of noise, about 10 to 20%, for air and texture. Step 3, filter and amp envelope. Enable the filter in Waveedable and choose a 4-pole low pass. Set cutoff in the ballpark of 900 to 1500 Hz and keep resonance low. For the amp envelope, use a long attack, 400 to 700 milliseconds, zero decay, sustain near unity, and a long release of 1.5 to 3.5 seconds to create that slow swell. Send a secondary envelope to the filter, with a modest amount, roughly 10 to 25%, so the filter opens slightly with each note. Step 4. Build the effect chain. Insert these devices after Waveedable, in this order: EQ8, high pass at 110 to 160 Hz to clear the low end, a gentle dip in the 300-500 Hz range if it's muddy, and optionally a subtle high shelf lift above 810 kHz. Auto filter, low pass, 12 or 24 dB slope, low resonance. We'll automate this cutoff for clearer macro control. Chorus or ensemble, slow rate, low depth for stereo movement. Saturator, subtle drive, soft or analog clipping, dry/wet around 20 to 30%. Hybrid reverb, large size, short predelay. We'll automate its dry/wet. Echo, tempo sync delays for stereo texture with modest feedback. Compressor or glue, for bus control and sidechain ducking. Utility, final width and gain staging. Step 5, automation first planning. This is the core of the lesson. Before you obsess over tiny synth settings, map and draw the motion you want. Create an instrument rack and map important parameters to macros. Macro 1. Auto filter cutoff macro 2. Waveedable position macro 3. Hybrid reverb dry/wet macro 4. Chorus or delay dry/wet macro 5. Saturator drive or sidechain amount control macro 6. Utility width. Expose these macros in the rack. Now decide which automation lanes you want. Clip envelopes for looping, or arrangement automation for longer changes. Draw envelopes first. For example, macro 1 cutoff, a slow 4-bar LFO-like curve that dips on beats 1 and 3 to breathe with the drum pocket, then rises over bars 2 and 3 for an opening sweep. Use smooth bezier curves, not abrupt steps. Macro 2 Waveedable position, a long sweep across 8 to 16 bars, starting low and ending higher to evolve harmonic content. Macro 3 reverb wet, steady low value with peaks at bar boundaries for lifts. Macro 4 chorus/delay, subtle cyclical motion sync to the bar. Macro 6 width, narrow to wide transitions on key sections. Drawing these envelopes visually first forces you to design the pad's choreography before refining the timbre. Step 6, map macros and refine. If you haven't already, map each device parameter to its macro using the rack's map controls. Scrub the macros while the loop plays and tweak oscillator levels, the filter envelope amount, and unison detune so the bass patch sits well inside the automation ranges. If a macro's maximum becomes too bright or harsh, lower the wavitable global cutoff so the macro still reads as dark even at its highest value. Step 7. Sidechain and groove integration. On the compressor at the end of the chain, enable sidechain and pick your kick or kick plus snare bus as the input. Set a ratio between about 3:1 and 6:1, very fast attack, and a release sync to the groove, somewhere around 120 to 220 milliseconds typically works. You can automate macro 5 to control sidechain amount across sections, or automate the compressor threshold for more dramatic ducts. Experiment with making the pad breathe tightly in verses and more open in breaks. Step 8. Final EQ and spatial balancing. Use EQ 8 to carve any mid-range conflicts and consider mid/side processing to keep the low-end mono. Automate utility width so the pad narrows in verses and widens in breaks. Periodically check in mono to ensure the pad doesn't collapse or lose essential harmonics. Step 9. Bounce, freeze and layer. If CPU becomes an issue, freeze and flatten, or resample the pad with different automation states and layer those audio files back in for extra depth. Keep an unfrozen instrument rack copy as a master template for further tweaks. Common mistakes to avoid. Over-automation. Start with 3 to 4 impactful macros before expanding. Too many moving parts creates clutter. Excess low-end pads can muddy bass. Use a high pass at 100-160 Hz and test with kick and bass active. Conflicting modulation. Avoid duplicated modulation from both internal LFOs and clip automation unless coordinated. High resonance spikes. Keep resonance low when automating cutoff. Stereo phase issues. Check mono compatibility often and narrow the low frequencies. Pro tips to get better results. Draw the big motion first. Cutoff, wavitable position and reverb. Then refine oscillator timbre. Use clip envelopes for looped LFO-style motion and arrangement automation for long-term evolution. Map multiple parameters to a single macro, sometimes with inverted mappings, to create musically sensible relationships. For example, open cutoff while reducing reverb at the same time. For a Bukom-like darkness, favor minor or modal voicings and keep the pad out of the baseband. Add tiny pitch modulation for analog drift and automate it for occasional detune sweeps. Automate compressor release for different sections, short for tight pockets, long for lush washes. Save your rack as a preset so you can reuse the LTJ pad. Automation first setup. Mini practice exercise. 1. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. And create a 4-bar MIDI clip with an M9 sustained chord. 2. Load wavitable with 4 unison voices, OSC1 at minus 12 semitones, OSC2 at plus 7, and noise at about 12%. 3. Build the chain. EQ8 HB120HZ right arrow auto filter right arrow chorus right arrow saturator right arrow hybrid, reverb right arrow echo right arrow compressor with sidechain, to kick right arrow utility. 4. Map auto filter cutoff. Wavitable position and reverb dry/wet to macros 1 3 5. Draw clip envelope for macro 1 so the filter dips on beats 1 and 3 and slowly rises across the 4-bar loop. 6. Add sidechain compression and tweak the release so the pad breathes with a kick. 7. Export a 10 to 15 second loop and listen back, then adjust macro ranges until the pad sits right. Recap. This lesson walked you through creating an LTJ Bukom-style dark pad in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first approach, building a layered wavitable patch, creating a macro-mapped effect chain, pre-drawing automation to shape motion and space, and integrating the pad rhythmically with sidechain compression. The automation-first mindset helps you design how the pad behaves in the arrangement before getting lost in tiny sound tweaks. That's it. Use the mini exercise to lock in the workflow and iterate from there. Save your rack and your automation templates so you can drop this approach into future drum and bass tracks.